This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Rodgers protected.
Bruce to Austin for the touchdown!
It's pretty emotional, honestly. It's been a great year. I'm thankful for these guys and excited to be going to the playoffs for the first time in a long while.
Does that mean you're riding off into the sunset after this?
No, it's been a grinding year. And 2 years before that were tough as well. It's been an absolute blessing to be here with these fans and this organization and Mike T and the leadership that we got with these guys. And, you know, I think we found that little bit, that something special, which is belief on the offensive side. And I'm proud of our guys, the way we responded in the fourth quarter.
In a bullion, Aaron Rodgers in an emotional one after the Steelers dispatched to the Ravens. And Aaron Rodgers saved his best for the final regular season game of the year. Most passing yards in a game, was impeccable, was basically perfect on third and fourth downs. Statistically, last night, outplayed Lamar Jackson, I would say, overall. Lamar made some big plays in the fourth quarter, but Lamar was really bad up until the fourth quarter. So for the whole game, I would say Aaron Rodgers, for the second time this year, outplayed the Ravens, two-time MVP. And that's a big reason why the Steelers are headed back to the playoffs and ready to host a playoff game for the first time since 2020. You did hear Melissa Stark of NBC sneak in a question about if this is going to be his swan song and if he's made peace with the fact that he just played his last regular season game and this is about to be it for him, this last run, and he refused to take the bait there, which obviously is going to lead to conversations about what is Aaron Rodgers now going to do? Are we embarking on a playoff journey with him where regardless of how he plays, he's going to retire? Does he look at it like if I have unfinished business or I play well and don't get over the top, I want to keep playing? And will the Steelers want to have him back? I would think right now, their preference would be to have him back next year after that game. They brought Aaron Rodgers here to win games like that. He was a big reason why they won. There's nobody who's knocking on the door to be their quarterback next season. So if no one's ready to take that spot, I mean, I wouldn't push Rodgers out the door necessarily. Would you? I mean, I just...
Yes, I would. And I would make it like the 98-99, yeah, that's right, 99 Broncos season or whatever, 98 Broncos season, Elway's last year. Regardless of how it ends, you thank him, you say you played this memorable game. If he wins a playoff game, I think it ends really well for him as far as erasing the entire time with the Jets. But Pony, I say that with zero malice towards him. He played one of his worst games, probably the worst game he's played as a Steeler, followed it up with, I think, the best 9 minutes of his Steelers career by far.
Yep.
And easily the best half, given the stakes. He played like a baller, man. He made big Aaron Rodgers vintage throws that I will enjoy watching replays of for a very long time. But he's going to be 43 middle of next season, or towards the back half of next season. He's been dealing with a wrist that he gutted out, landing hard on again in this game. He is no longer fleet of foot. Collinsworth was adroitly pointing out that the old Aaron Rodgers just trots for a first down on a particular play. Now, he did get one later in the game.
Yeah, he looked like he was an old, decrepit man on that play that you're talking about.
He couldn't outrun a 310-pound guy. And, like, I think the thing about Rodgers that...
And then he missed the Jonnu Smith throw, all of that sequence.
It looked like he was mad at Jonnu, and that was a misfire on him, not on Jonnu.
And at that moment, I'm like, this is curtains for this guy. But this is how the story's going to end.
Obviously, we know the...
In nightmarish fashion.
Obviously, we know the arm's still there, right? He misses Jonnu, but he throws just a dot to Thielen that I still can't get over how good of a throw it was. He throws one to Freiermuth, a couple others, right? He's not going to get faster, Pony. And I understand there are numerous counter-arguments to why you should bring him back, because he's been good enough to get you to this point, right? And all that other stuff. At some point, though, I think you do have to try to bridge or start turning the page to whatever comes next, preferably with a younger player, where you give yourself the option or the chance that if that younger player, for whatever reason, whether it's, okay, Will Howard, or you try to bring Rudolph back as your bridge guy because you know him really well, or you actually do something like try to sign Malik Willis and bring him here, that your next plan starts with a guy who isn't in his mid-40s almost. Like that, this is not against Aaron Rodgers. This is not saying, like, get the hell out of here. This is the reality of the situation. There is one dude in league history, truly, who at the age Rodgers is going to play next year, if he does play next year, was still a good to very good quarterback.
Brady.
It's Brady.
Yep.
And I understand that Rodgers is an upper room Hall of Famer and one of the handful of guys that can get mentioned in the same context as Brady, and you don't laugh at it. But he's not the dude he used to be. What people underrate about him, they all know that the arm talent's insane. I think people don't notice or don't think about the fact that his athletic ability, his running, all that, right, his agility, was a massive part of his equation when he was at his best. He could escape trouble. He could make every throw on the run. He could flat out just run. At some point, I think if you're the Steelers, you have to thank people for their service, in his case, 1 year, and say, we've got to start getting younger and doing things differently. You can't keep trying to patch with, like, Flex Seal at quarterback.
And if you had someone to turn it over to, or there was the potential for that in the draft, I would agree with you. But I just don't think there is right now. And I, right now, am not really of the mindset where I'm excited to just see Mason Rudolph. I'm kind of...
I mean, I'll
putting
concede,
that,
yeah, this is making it complicated.
That idea or that thought is not something I'm really keen on at the moment after watching Rodgers play the way that he did. I think that this experience with him this year has been as good as it can possibly be in terms of he didn't create distractions. There were maybe like a couple of like awkward moments between him and either Jonnu Smith or Roman Wilson. Yeah, eventually, like, MVS and Adam Thielen got into the lineup, but it didn't end up, other than the Browns game, I would say, weighing them down the way that it did when he was with the Jets and he just called up all his old buddies and got that band
how
back
much
together.
Of your, how much of your direction for next year, and this is obviously a two-way street, and it's, I'm sure, more Roman Wilson than anything, but, like, are you going to draft players, maybe another skill guy, and be concerned that Rodgers, if he's back next year, like for argument's sake, let's say Carnell Tate or somebody else, like another first round capable wideout.
Yeah.
You draft him and you find out, Rodgers is back, but he and this guy don't see eye to eye, whoever it might be. We already saw what happened with Garrett Wilson in New York, a guy who had a reputation for being a really good teammate personality-wise. I worry about the downstream effects of what it would do to how the Steelers would make decisions if they decide, hey, we want you back and you want to be back. Can you run Adam Thielen back and convince him not to retire?
No, but you might also, if you're not into Mason Rudolph or you don't think Will Howard can play, if you draft the wide receiver in the first round, you'd stunt his growth by not having somebody who can get the ball to him too. You know, that's why this is not an easy decision to make, where you have someone who obviously is going to cause the offense to either stay where it's at or get better next year without Rodgers. It's somewhat complicated. There's not enough good quarterbacks in this draft. You're now picking in the 20s. I don't care that it's here. All the teams that now occupy the top spots in the draft need quarterbacks, and I think won't be inclined to make a deal with you to move up even if you wanted to. The pool of available quarterbacks in either free agency or trade are really limited to Malik Willis, Joe Flacco, and rehabbing Tua or Kyler Murray, which is something I really don't want to do.
No.
Anthony Richardson, no, I'll pass on that too.
I say it, and I know that you're right when you say there are very few good options. Guys like Nussmeier that we all thought were going to perform like first-rounders haven't. Cade Klubnik, no thank you. Here's the other part, though. You're talking about bringing him back, and I do think there's a quasi-assumption, probably because we're coming off of this incredible fourth quarter he had in second half where he was making all the throws.
Yeah.
That just automatically, because he's Aaron Rodgers, he comes back next year and wants to play, and he looks like even the best version of this guy. You're a year older, man. Like, what do we guarantee?
See, I think he could
transfers?
Go either ways. I think he could look worse because of age catches up to him, or I think he could look better because he's in the second year of an offense. He has better weapons around him. They actually fill wide receiver too, and their offensive line gets better.
Does he suddenly in that offense, hypothetically? Because I think we see a pattern developing with him. When it comes time to, you know, rubber meets the road and you got to stand in there and try to make throws, he'll do it, right? Like, you would agree, last night, like later in the game, when he needed to, he stood there and he sat back and he made throws. Even if the pocket was getting a little dicey.
I didn't think the pocket really got dicey.
It never got dicey.
A lot of times,
he got sacked the one time and he fell on his wrist and it looked like he hurt it.
If you give him a clean pocket, he's gonna
make
plays.
You think he'll stand there? Okay. My point is, he still got rid of the ball very quickly in the balance of the year. Is he going to suddenly stop doing that? Is he going to suddenly want to be the guy that's hanging back there for 2¾ seconds?
No, but I think he can pick his spots and, when needed, like the first game against the Ravens, do it if that's what the game plan calls for and that's what the
defense
presents.
I guess I wonder
presents.
About how much your offense evolves if that's what you're asking out of your quarterback.
But how much does the offense evolve if it's...
Well, no, it turns into a new
Mason
offense.
If it's Mason Rudolph next year.
I would think one thing Mason would do for... The better thing would be he's going to stand in and attack downfield more. The Rodgers depth of target stuff is very well taken as like a criticism of him.
He's also going to make way more mistakes.
Yes, and we always talk about what we would do. Do you want to know what Mike Tomlin wants? Give me that guy who doesn't make mistakes. Rarely makes mistakes and gets me five big throws a game.
And I would also say, almost regardless of how Monday goes against the Texans next week, I thought there was a good chance when you brought in Aaron Rodgers, you just wasted another year. You'd bring in another Band-Aid quarterback. The team wouldn't go very far. It would just be a season that you spent trying to get over 500 again to keep Tomlin's streak going, but in the big picture didn't accomplish much. I actually think this season now compares in a lot of ways to Ben's last year. When they lost to the Browns in the 2020 playoffs and got down big, I was ready to just turn the page on Ben. I did not need him to have some retirement parade or some retirement send-off season.
But then
I was
you were
ready
excited
to just...
when he did.
Yes, I was. Yeah. And the memories of him having that final game at Acrisure and then going to Baltimore the next week and beating them to get to the playoffs, to me, made bringing him back worth it. And he had high points and low points of that season, but getting to watch him go out on his own terms, and yeah, they got killed in Kansas City and they gave up 35 points in like the blink of an eye. That to me was not a wasted season because one of your all-time great players didn't embarrass himself and got to go out on his own terms, and you made the playoffs and he produced some indelible moments. And I think Aaron Rodgers, if it's only 1 year, I think this season with the Steelers is going to end up producing that too.
Do you think there's a better chance that within the next 2 years they do a more of an overhaul and in something that amounts to a reset if they keep him into next season or if they try to move on earlier and do it after this season? Like, so you know what I mean? Like, what offers you the greater chance over the next two seasons to actually reset this thing? That's the only argument I can really make for bringing him back, because I think if you bring him back, everybody involved knows it's his last year, and you're heading into a better quarterback class, maybe with the impetus to actually draft one.
Let me paint for you this scenario, okay? If the players involved are amenable to it, tell me if you would be. You go to Rodgers and you say, look, you had a great year. You just said as much after this game. You were teary-eyed. You were emotional. You're so thankful and grateful that you got this shot. We're willing to give you this chance again. But here's how we want to do it. We're going to bring you back. Will you do the $13 million again? If you're down for it, we'll get the paperwork ready to go and you'll sign it and you're our number one quarterback. But here's the thing. Ready for this?
I'm waiting.
Your backup is going to make more money than you.
And it's Willis?
Because we're going to go out and we're going to sign Willis. And Willis is going to come here with the understanding that it's an improvement on his situation in Green Bay, because he was behind a guy that's going to be their quarterback for the next 10 years. He's going to come here and learn from you. And then we don't care how 2026 goes. We're going to go to Willis in 2027. But we're signing you, yes, to win us games. But can you please keep the thing going where you seem to be very understanding of mentoring quarterbacks and helping guys who sit behind you?
A willing sage.
Yeah.
Willis has a reputation for being like a good dude as well, so I don't think there'd be any clashes there.
I think that Willis will have opportunities to play right away in other places.
Yes, he will.
But can you sell him on the idea that for the big picture, the long term, this would be the best thing for him to do? You'd have to make the money worth it, though, as well.
I don't know. I think that if any...
Would you sign up for that? I would in a heartbeat.
I would in a heartbeat, but I think Willis will play somewhere else because the money will be comparable and somebody will say, we just want you to play now. I don't think you're going to be able
but
to
sell
But
if someone's
going to
give Willis let's say someone wants to give him $25 million a year. So you've got to like give him 3 years, $75 million, and maybe 40 or 50 of that is guaranteed.
Yeah, two-thirds of it's guaranteed.
I loved what he did in those two games. That's a lot of money for still a guy that is a question mark based on the small sample size of games he's played, Chris.
Do you think that the Steelers coaches, forget about Rodgers' abilities to mentor a guy, are the Steelers coaches going to get the most out of Willis? I do think it's a feather in LaFleur's cap that he and his staff have like completely transformed the
player. Probably not, and the thing is, I think if you give that contract's even more, I think will be even bigger than Fields. And if you give him that, then you're really going to be put in a position where you're likely not going to draft a quarterback in 2027, right?
You'd be kind of tacitly saying you think he's your guy.
Yeah, of course, yes.
I mean, this is it. We think this guy is better than anybody that is obviously in this year's draft. We think this guy's better than anybody in next
year's. And I think Mike likes Malik Willis, but I think the Steelers liked Malik Willis a lot more when they thought they might get a bargain on him.
Which they're
not going to get now.
You've gone from bargain to overpay.
Let's go to the phones. Here is Steven and Moon. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, I had called in talking about, you guys were talking about Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, go ahead.
And man, I've been up and down on him for so many years. I feel like every year I go back and forth between he's the greatest coach ever and I never want to see him again.
How about week to week?
Yeah, exactly. You know, even just last week to this week, you're right. But I think about it this way. I don't think there's another coach that would have us in a situation every year where games like yesterday matter every single year, where we have these meaningful games. I mean, yeah, everybody talks about the whole he hasn't had a losing season thing, but every single year, at the end of the season, we're playing meaningful football, and I credit Mike Tomlin.
Okay, let me ask you a question, though, because Pony has said this very well, Steven, before, and so I think it's a relevant question to pose of you. You praise Mike for what you just said. Pony has accurately called it where Mike's issue is the ceiling and the floor. The floor is very high, the ceiling is very low, therefore they are very close together. and like you have very little wiggle room. You like living that way in the NFL where, yeah, you're almost always going to be a 9-win team, but you're probably not going to be more than a 10-win team, and you're not going to be taken at present state that seriously as a playoff contender if you do get in? Like that's a world you're happy living in?
I mean, it's definitely frustrating to just expect, you know. I mean, I look at next week. I think Houston's a winnable game. I wouldn't call it a guarantee by any stretch, but I think it's a winnable game.
Yep.
But you know, I think that it's always, you know, it seems like it's every year we're always just one piece short of going to that next level. And I mean, this year, I've watched just like these wide receivers and stuff, and they played well yesterday, but they did not play well in Cleveland. And you know,
well, the quarterback didn't play well in Cleveland. I mean, that was the problem.
That's also true.
I would agree with you that like the last 2 years we've hunted the wide receiver two thing, and they haven't found that second guy, and it killed them in Cleveland, and they were able to get by without it. Yesterday or last night, but I would not say they have felt like a player away from winning anything substantial for a long time. They've been only good enough to make the playoffs because the playoff field expanded for the last few years. Now that changed last night because the AFC North has always sent their champion to the playoffs and they won the division. So they got in fair square without any like NFL super wild card weekend expanded playoffs BS. I will concede this to your point about like the season they had and the success of it or the enjoyment of it or entertainment value of it. I do think this season ended up going better than, let's say, they had fired Tomlin after the playoff loss to Baltimore and they bring in, name a guy. You want to say they bring in, let's like go to the top and say they brought in Ben Johnson, okay?
Okay.
So Ben Johnson was their coach this past season. What's the Steelers' record if Aaron Rodgers isn't here and Ben Johnson is Mason Rudolph and somebody else, let's say, as his two quarterbacks? What's their record this year? 7-10?
Probably 7-10 would be what I'd pick.
To me, that's not bad enough. And with the quarterbacks available in the 2026 draft, that season playing out that way would not be better than how this season ended up going.
I will say this, though. If you're going to use the Ben Johnson example, I would believe in Ben Johnson's acumen enough that I would feel like he doesn't have to have the best of the best at quarterback to figure it out. Now, I know he has Caleb Williams now, but I would believe in the scheme and everything else.
I know, but you would still be in a situation where you would have a hard time finding and acquiring your quarterback if that's...
But you would at least be on the road, I think, towards trying to do that and having, to quote Bob Seger, turn the page. They'd refuse to turn the page from the way they do things.
But I think you'd probably be in quarterback purgatory for 2026, too.
I know, but the one thing that like guaranteed jailbreaks you out of quarterback purgatory, we know with Mike, will never happen. They crater. They win 3 games. They suffer through a Cleveland Browns-esque season. And then they make either a move at the top of the draft to make sure they get their guy, or they just are positioned well enough already to get their guy. That's the bottom line. And then usually for a team to be that bad, I've seen people make this point about the Patriots, and I agree with it. It's unusual to draft the quarterback and within 2 years from a roster deficient enough to have lost all those games, have completely turned the thing over no matter how good the guy is to being this good and in the playoffs. Like, usually being that bad.
Bengals did it.
Sure, the quarterback has to be like a massive hit, is my
Washington
point.
Did it in year one.
And then they backslid again once that guy got hurt, which kind of underscores what
Houston
the roster is.
Houston did it in year one, year two, and now year three with Stroud, and I'm still not even sure how good he is.
I think they were building, were building like a sleeping giant roster, though, around him. That's just my bottom line.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, a person in your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mindset. I think, you know, he's able to steer the ship. He doesn't get too high. He doesn't get too low. He's able to challenge guys. But you never feel like, you know, the momentum has got him or he's out of sorts. You know, he reads the game, understands what a team is trying to do in certain situations, and he knows how to manipulate, you know, the clock, you know, coverage. And to have a guy that has seen every type of defense allows you to go into a lot of gunfights and feel like you have a chance.
That's Cam Hayward, who's played with Ben Roethlisberger, but also seen the other side of it with guys like Duck Hodges, no offense, and Kenny Pickett, who was benched again by the Raiders yesterday. My God.
I almost thought he got his head taken off by a blitzer he never saw coming. 1 of 4, 2 sacks, an interception, 3 yards passing.
Rodgers closes the book on his stats for this year. 24 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, was a 66% passer, finished with 3,322 yards. Among seasons where he has played from beginning to end, this will go down as the fewest passing yards he's ever had in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Played 16 games, only had 3,300 yards. The 24 touchdowns for him are also the lowest of any season he played from beginning to end. The next lowest was actually 2018 when he was an all-pro, had 25 touchdowns but only threw 2 picks. He went 6-9-1 that year, by the way, with him as the quarterback in Green Bay, so it didn't translate to wins. But I'm with Hayward. Obviously, last week against Cleveland was a low point, and he had other really bad, ugly-looking games against the Chargers and Bills, two teams that they could have potentially played in the playoffs this weekend. I did This is like a theme of the show for me. I have been entertained and I have enjoyed overall the entire Aaron Rodgers experience. And I know there's a downside to bringing him back next year. But I think narrowly the good outweighs the bad right now.
Well, the good
still have another data point, Monday's game against Houston. But as of right now, I'm on the side of bringing him back because he's the best of what is otherwise a set of bad options, Chris.
I know, but that's the best argument for it for at his age. Unless he, even honestly, man, even if he were to go on an insane run in the playoffs, it would be no disrespect to him. I would just be saying the percentage play here is consult the chart. How many guys continue to play well and like almost look like they're getting better at 43? Brady, Thomas, that's it. And just Rodgers is not the same dude. It's more the idea that I think you even take seriously him coming back next year, right? Even if this is the last game you won is yesterday and you lose on Monday night, I think is almost entirely predicated on the absolute barren wasteland of other realistic options you have. That's the thing. A quarterback class that was supposed to be so much better than 25s is now it's awful. It's got maybe two first-rounders in it right now if Moore comes out, although I've heard Ty Simpson wants to jump into the draft.
More great.
More likely than not.
Super.
He sucked.
Yeah, he got kind of benched in the game against
Indiana.
He got hurt
/ benched, and the guy after him, granted Indiana didn't care, looked better. Cade Klubnik, I wouldn't touch with like a 20-foot pole in like before the fifth round. Nussmeier was the other guy people kind of liked. He's a day three pick now, a fringe day two guy.
Mm-hmm.
The options are just drying up. You don't have access to one of the two, or at least the definite one big name.
Rodgers has already, though, joined Brady and now the elitist of elite fraternities. He's only the second quarterback at his age to lead a team to the playoffs. Brady was the only one to do it. Favre was shot. Breeze was shot by then. Manning was retired for years. Ben had been done. So, you know, he's now in that, not even circle, that elite list of quarterbacks where there are only two, and he has a chance to become the second quarterback at age 42 to win a playoff game Monday night. So he's already like beaten father time in that way. I'm more open to it than I ever thought I would be following the Browns game. And his proclamation that he never plays two bad games in a row, somehow, some way, even at 42 years old, has proven to be true, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah,
that he bounces back for games pretty good.
I mean, I'm flabbergasted that he did it. It just felt like it was going to be more pop gun stuff.
Especially without Metcalf.
Well, it was just like he was content to take these little checkdowns where Gainwell and Warren do most of the work. Even MVS had a couple nice little moments, a really nice catch on a bad ball that Rodgers threw him. And then it's like, all right, you've got this third down and long. It felt kind of deflating because I believe it was a penalty that put him in third and long in the fourth quarter, like third and eight. Just rips a seam ball to Freiermuth. Like I don't know what to make of it because it just felt like he was headed for his two back-to-back bad games, and then he just flipped the script completely out of note. That's the thing with him. I'll say fine point on it before we get to the calls. It comes out of nowhere when he suddenly starts playing like really well in a given game. It isn't like he starts off and you're just like, okay, here he goes. He's got it. He'll not have it for long stretches and then click, there it is. And he makes like these hugely consequential plays.
Here is Lou in Staten Island. Hello, Lou.
Look, that was what a game last night, huh?
Pretty good one, Lou.
Yeah, man, just a entertainment factor. I give it a 10. And I'm going to join you guys, all right? Probably guys are going to shake their heads, but I'm going to join you guys. I don't think it's a day to root against the team and worried about Tomlin getting an extension, which it crosses all of our minds. We all know it. But to not express it and at least enjoy the team's win, because if anything we have in common, I would think, is the team's success, right? And to watch that pompous jerk of a head coach in Baltimore have to explain to his fan base how they're 8-9 and they're out of the playoffs. So I think we all agree on that, right?
Yep, agreed.
It was very enjoyable to watch Harbaugh screw up that field goal by not even trying to get closer, yes.
Yeah, it really was enjoyable. Three quick on players, and then I have a proposal for you guys, if you don't mind, okay?
Yep, fire away.
Jaylen Warren, the physicality of this man, the way he runs, I mean, this guy's got to get the ball more often. I think it's more than just, yards. I think he sets the tone. I think he needs to see the ball. Chris Boswell, all right, nobody mentioned this. Yes, he missed the extra point, and yes, we all thought we were dead, we were going to lose. But what drove me even as crazy as missing the extra point was the following kickoff that he puts at the four-yard line, which gave the Ravens a chance to return the ball, right? He's got to kick that ball out of the end zone and let them start at the 30. Instead, they started at midfield. So those two things drove me nuts. And Cam Hayward, all right, let's just say what we got to say about this guy. I never really was against him when the guys and fans were turning on him in the summer. He played his best game, in my opinion, as a Pittsburgh Steeler last night. He was awesome, right? And here's my proposal. I don't know if you guys want to go for it. Hopefully you do. I'm looking at the bracket. There's two scenarios here that could potentially happen if the Steelers win on Monday. We need either the Chargers to win or we need the Bills to win. And either one of those scenarios brings us to these two things. If the Steelers win and come to Jacksonville, I will meet you guys at the game. I'll drive 3.5 hours and I'll meet you at the game.
Okay.
If the Bills win and the Steelers host the Bills, I will fly to Pittsburgh and watch that game. That's how much it means to me. But until they win Monday night, because to me, Monday night is the difference. It'll be a playoff win. Somehow, if we get a home game against Buffalo, Aaron Rodgers playing well, I will fully buy in at that point. Or if we come to Jacksonville, I'll meet you there.
The scenario I'm rooting for, if the Steelers were to win, is that prior to their win, Jacksonville beats the Bills, because there's still something about Buffalo and Josh Allen in the playoffs that makes me nervous. I do think Jacksonville's very good. And then I just want to see the Chargers. Actually, I don't care if the Chargers pull off the upset there. I actually would not hate the Steelers going to Denver, because I feel like if they beat the Texans and then they end up and it's they play Denver as the lowest remaining seed, I actually think that would be a redux of the Texans game, basically. Here's a team with like a really good defense, with a really good corner, with really good edge rushers, and a quarterback you're not sure if you can totally trust.
So the only games, so thanks, Lou. The only team we can't play in the next round is LA.
Is the Chargers.
Because they would automatically go to Denver.
Every other team is possible.
Every other team is possible. My God, we're getting way ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, what are we doing here? The only team we can play in the next round before, you know, a week before the game that has to be won first.
All right, but if I'm going to take the question seriously, of all those matchups, which one would you want the most? Do you want at Jacksonville? Do you want at Denver? Or do you want home for Buffalo?
Well, no, I don't want home for Buffalo. I don't like what they did to the Steelers. And I think you can explain away Rodgers.
Or I guess at New England, too.
Yeah. In order of preference, here we go. You ready for this?
Yep, go ahead.
This is going to make people mad, I feel like. At Denver, preference number one. At New England, preference number two. Oh, God. I guess I would say at Jacksonville, number three, and home against Buffalo, number four. I just want no part of Josh Allen, man. I want no part of him. I think Jacksonville's the best team in the conference, but like Trevor Lawrence sometimes gets dumb out of nowhere. He hasn't done it in a very long time. That would be mine. There's a Josh Allen fear factor here.
See, at that point, I'd want the home game again. Because now you're riding the wave. You've won two here.
Well, here's the only thing I wonder about with that Bills hypothetical, or with the first Bills matchup, how much of Rodgers being horrible in that game is he's trying to figure out the wrist thing for the first time?
Right.
There is a weird mitigating.
And you can run the ball on that defense,
yes, you
boy.
Can.
And well, we just heard what Lou said about Jalen Warren. He's right. You got the 1-2 punch of Warren and Gainwell.
Maybe I'm going to put the Bills game ahead of Jacksonville. I really don't want to see the Jags. I think you and I have a similar opinion on Jacksonville, that they are very well rounded and very good. The thing with Rodgers' bad games, you pointed out, it's Chargers, Bills, and Browns are really the three stinkeroos. Chargers game, it's all the weird the stuff coming out in the paper that the Steelers team girlfriends and wives, the Wags, have never met his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Bills game, it's the wrist, right? And then Browns game, it is something I still think matters. Please do not connect me to Brett Favre throughout history. Get into the playoffs, maybe you get a more dangerous version, no matter who you...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is time for the Donnie Football Debrief. Our football guy, Nostradani, who tweeted out before the game that the final score would be Steelers 26, Ravens 24, and then included about 5 to 6 bullet points. And I would say 3 or 4 of them ended up coming true.
Best prediction anyone on the station's made all year.
Oh, yeah, by far.
It's not close. I don't think there's anyone even in like the team picture with you. You stand alone. A knower of ball, a football guy extraordinaire.
You think because it's the last game, it carries more weight?
100%.
It's like the final?
Yep.
Well, yeah, you had the whole season to study. You knew all the material.
And I kept getting game after game after game wrong. And, like, how often do people really get the score correct anyway?
I've done it once in my entire life. Once. When I made a prediction, and it was on college radio. I was doing like a college radio show as a freshman at
Penn
State.
Hope you saved that somewhere.
31-28, Pitt over Virginia Tech, baby.
I think I got the score and the exact finish right for that game where they beat the Colts and Adam Vinatieri missed that field goal at the end of the game. But again, that's just a random game. You did it for the AFC North Championship.
Donnie, Don, do you give me any points? Because I saw, this is not me trying to steal valor. Joe tried to steal valor off you. He goes, well, I had 30-27.
I heard him say that.
I'm like, come on, Joe, relax. Let Donnie have the moment. I think I had this decently right. I said, I can't shake the idea that the ending this pitiful, injury-ravaged division deserves is for the more talented team, which is Baltimore, to outplay the team that wins ugly. I don't think the Ravens actually outplayed them either. I will say that.
No, they didn't.
But outplays them and still loses. 21-16 Steelers, hidden vigorous and vibes. We had hidden vigorous. We had a priest, man. We had a priest.
Who then wasn't allowed to come on the air with any of our shows today.
Correct.
And we think I did
get an
them.
Email back from one of their people, too.
And?
Basically double confirmation. Ugh. That the SID and the director of marketing at St. Vincent both gave me the same company line.
Gotcha.
Need all clearance right. from the team.
All right, Donnie, what do you got for us here?
The debrief, January 5, 2025. I mean, we could keep talking about the really one and only time I've been right about them all season, at least with the correct score. I do also find it interesting timing that today, the anniversary of the last time they would play as a division winner in a playoff game with a quarterback that was not Ben Roethlisberger. It was another guy that wore number 8, and it was old Tommy Gunn that game against the Browns. You brought that game up earlier. Then I mentioned to you during break that it's actually the anniversary of that game, January 5th, 2003, the day of the comeback in the NFL. Your favorite childhood team suffering a very tough loss a few hours later, Pony.
Did they ever?
That was the Trey Junkin game against the Niners. Yeah. You just jogged my brain of something. So you're bringing up the fact that the Steelers are headed back to the playoffs as division champs without Ben Roethlisberger. From the end of Terry Bradshaw's career, okay, up until now, can you name the Steelers quarterbacks who won divisions, who won AFC Central or AFC North titles, not named Ben Roethlisberger and Terry Bradshaw?
Cordell won one.
Yeah, can you tell me how many there are? Cordell, definitely.
Yep, Cordell is one.
Illinois or Missouri.
What? Neil O'Donnell.
Neil O'Donnell.
How about Bubby?
Bobby Brister.
Did he get one in there?
No, he did not.
When
they made the playoffs in 89, they were not. Card. They were right. They finished third, actually, in the AFC
Central. How about
Central
a Mark Malone? Mark Malone would have been a guess.
84 with Malone. They
weren't
won,
they like 9-7 that
they
year?
They won the AFC Central at 9-7.
How then about
they
that? Kind of like this.
They beat Denver.
Yeah.
And lost to Miami in the championship game. So there's one.
How many more?
There's one, two, three, four, five, six, and seven if you want to count Rodgers.
So there's post-Bradshaw, there's seven quarterbacks that have done this, that have won a division title.
Yep.
That are not named Roethlisberger.
Or yep, yeah. Exactly. Post-Bradshaw.
Okay, so we said Malone.
Rodgers is the other free space here, so there's three more now.
So you've got Rodgers, Malone, Maddox. You said Cordell, right?
Yes.
Tom Zach.
Yep. 96.
Who would be the answer in...
did you say O'Donnell?
Yeah, we did.
I said O'Donnell. Who would be the answer in 92, Malzy?
So you need one more.
I thought that was an O'Donnell team.
It was an O'Donnell team.
That was an O'Donnell team. So, okay, we have O'Donnell, Stewart, Malone, Rodgers, Tom Zach. Who am I leaving off here? That's five, right?
Rodgers, Malone, Maddox. Cordell, Maddox, Tom Zach, yeah. O'Donnell. I don't think you guys are going to get the last one. I think John Football could.
Ooh.
There's a very specific reason why I think John Football could.
Who replaced Bradshaw in 83? Because that's why. It's whoever was their quarterback in 83.
Maybe.
Would it have been Hanratty? No. Like the names like Cliff Stout, Hanratty.
Cliff Stout did come to mind. It wasn't Cliff Stout.
Is that your guess?
I think we should finally answer it. Cliff Stout.
Cliff Stout is right.
He was, because you know what I did psychologically? He goes, is that your final answer? And as soon as he said that, I said, we got it right.
In 83, they went 10-6. They won the AFC Central.
Weren't his numbers completely ass?
They played the Raiders in the playoffs, the divisional round of the playoffs at Los Angeles as two division champs, and they lost that game 38-10.
Wasn't Stout like terrible number and like traditional passing numbers?
Well, let
that
me give
year?
You Stout's line of that game. He was 10 of 20 for a .187 with a touchdown and an interception. Mm-hmm. Malone came in and didn't do much better. For the year in 83, Stout was 9-6 record, 12 touchdowns, 21 picks.
Not great.
Laughable.
Yep.
Not great.
And then he went to the UFL after that.
I think there's one other There's one other little
USFL,
game.
Not USFL.
There's one other little game I want to play with Pony here.
Go ahead.
I got to find the tweet. I don't think, Donnie, I can find where you sent it. But it's a little AFC question, Pony. Can you name for me, now that the playoff fields are set, can you name for me, since I believe it's 1970, the AFC team with the most number one seeds?
Since
1975. AFC top seeds. One team alone has gotten it nine times since 1975. Chalice.
I think it's Denver.
Correct. Nobody's gotten it eight. Who has gotten it seven times?
New England.
Correct. Six times. Two teams.
Steelers.
One.
Since what year?
1975.
How about the Chiefs?
Correct. Can you guys clear the damn board five times?
I'm going to guess Raiders.
Correct.
Oh.
Four times, nobody. Bang. Three number one seed trips, three different teams. AFC.
I'm going to say Colts.
Wrong.
Oh. Chargers.
Wrong. Yes, Chargers is right.
Houston / Tennessee.
They are one of the two teams that has never gotten it. No, Houston
really?
And
yes, hold on.
Houston and Tennessee are two different teams in this. Tennessee is right. Houston is
no,
a zero.
No, I meant Oilers okay. / Titans.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Tennessee and Chargers. There's one more with three. Come on, you guys can clear the whole damn thing.
One more with three.
Since what year?
1975 for the fourth time. Hasn't changed. Last 50 years.
I'm going to go with...
Oh, I got them working now here, Don.
How did you guys... I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills.
Correct. Indy, I'm going to give you a free space. Indy has had it twice, so they're one of three teams that's had two number one seeds. Can you give me the other two?
Miami?
No.
All right.
Cincy and Baltimore have had it twice. Cleveland, Jacksonville, okay. Miami once. Houston and the pitiful New York Jets have never had the AFC's number one seed since they started the seeding system by conference in 75.
When was the other Ravens number one seed besides a couple years
ago? When they lost to Tennessee, you're saying?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it would have been both of those, yeah. Both mm-hmm. recent ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then when they got beat by KC. All right. Thank you for a Donnie Football Debrief.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.